Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin-jung. Now, Ether had taken center stage in the cryptocurrency world after achieving its largest increase in over a month. However, due to issues with Ether's proof-of-stake design, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is allegedly unlikely to approve an exchange-traded fund for the cryptocurrency of the Ethereum network. But Hong Kong seems like it doesn't share the same sentiment, as it appears that the nation's financial regulators have approved the first Ethereum and Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, which is a huge step forward for Asia's cryptocurrency industry. So why is there a divergence between these regulatory approaches, and what implications could this hold for the cryptocurrency space moving forward? Well, joining us on the phone today is Carney Muck, who is a partner at FXHB Asset Management, to find out more. Hi, Carney. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Hongbin, for this opportunity.
Thank you for joining me. Carney, it looks like Ether gained prominence among cryptocurrencies after experiencing its largest increase in over a month. It traded at about $3,710 last week. What's led to Ether's recent surge?
Its recent rally to new yearly high can be attributed to the accelerated accumulation by large investors and optimism around Ethereum's ongoing technology advancement, and also the biggest thing with the anticipation of the potential launch of the spot ETFs in Hong Kong and US.
Okay. So, you know, it looks like Ether's 62% year-to-date gain is closing on market leader Bitcoin's 68% increase. What does that signal? Is there more of a renewed interest in Ether than Bitcoin at the moment?
While Bitcoin is experiencing its all-important block rewards halving this week on the 19th April, ETH hype shifts towards the second largest cryptocurrency, Ethereum. There's also speculation that Ethereum could catch up in this meanwhile, accompanied by the growing narrative in the DeFi sector.
Okay, so how is Ether faring in the cryptocurrency market prior to its recent surge?
After the recent surge, Ethereum has fallen 70% over the last 7 days. This decline comes in midst of geopolitical tension in Iran, coupled by dwindling hopes of the Ethereum ETF in US being approved next month.
I see. You know, following Bitcoin's SEC approval of ETFs, investors, they've also been keeping an eye on the SEC and whether the regulator will approve the Ether ETF by late next month. What would Ether ETF approval mean for the cryptocurrency?
More mainstream adoption for sure. So as of now, retail investors lack a channel in the equity markets to get direct access to Ethereum, unlike Bitcoin, which had proxies such as MicroStrategy and Bitcoin mining stocks. The introduction of an Ether ETF could serve as a bridge to retail investors to gain exposure direct to the second largest cryptocurrency out there. Furthermore, the substantial net inflow of $1 trillion into the spot Bitcoin to ETFs over just in one quarter, this implies and signifies optimism regarding the potential launch of Ether ETF. You know, just include 10 to 20% of that into the whole cryptocurrency market cap would be a voice of joy.
So is it safe to say the ETF or Ether ETF will be kind of like the same function as the Bitcoin ETF?
Yes and no. Okay, so I think this is, from an investment standpoint, both asset classes are cryptocurrency, but Bitcoin serves a different purpose from Ethereum. So Ethereum has a huge backing of the DeFi community's backing it. So the whole narrative changes in terms. But from the eyes of investors, both are huge and very legit, you know, asset classes for them to dive into.
I mean, it just pushes for that whole mainstream investment idea. But, you know, some issuers, they seem that they are not confident that the SEC will greenlight the Ether applications. How do you think the market will react if the SEC rejects the spot Ethereum ETF next month?
I think that's the good thing about crypto, right? So there's a lot of verticals and a lot of narratives. So if the SEC were to reject the spot ETFs next month, I believe that the investors will rotate towards other narratives, leading to short-term fluctuation in the Ethereum markets. However, mitigated by several factors. So the DeFi market right now offers a lot of alternative investments into the Ethereum ecosystem. Additionally, you just mentioned earlier, the Hong Kong ETF got approved for Ethereum, and they are the first in the world not in Asia, but in the world to approve the Ethereum ETF. This could demonstrate some conviction from the regulatory bodies in many other jurisdictions.
Okay, we'll dive into Hong Kong's approval in just a bit. But before we get there, I just want to ask you, Carney, how do you think investors should navigate the Ethereum market in the coming weeks then? And I mean, what do you think this means for the future of Ethereum as an investment asset?
With the upcoming technology upgrades in Ethereum's roadmap, right, it's pretty promising and it provides significant benefits to the users and optimism to Ethereum from a long-term investment standpoint. However, in short term, you know, investors may want to take advantage of current price volatility to do accumulate some. Just be very cautious because a lot of market volatility right now in the market.
Okay, so as you mentioned earlier about Hong Kong, so in contrast to the uncertainty surrounding the approval of an Ether exchange traded fund by the SEC over in the US, Hong Kong has given that initial approval to its first spot Bitcoin and Ether exchange traded funds. And the Ether approval of ETFs is, as you mentioned, the first in the world. So what is driving Hong Kong's apparent openness to allow these direct investments in cryptocurrencies through exchange traded funds?
I just returned from Hong Kong just last week and the vibe is real. You know, you have retail investors flooding into a digital asset conference on a Sunday afternoon. So this is no joke. Hong Kong has been promoting the city to be a global digital asset hub as a part of a drive to enhance its attractiveness as a financial center. The introduction of ETS approval not only provides investors new asset allocation opportunity, but also reinforces Hong Kong's commitment to advancing its digital asset investments.
Okay, so how significant do you think Hong Kong's decision to permit exchange-traded funds to invest in Ether and Bitcoin is in the broader context of cryptocurrency regulation?
I'm very excited, to be honest. It brings a lot of confidence to the digital asset space. You know, we want to stay relevant and, you know, the best thing is to have regulation bodies coming in to justify it as well. Although one of the ETS analysts in Bloomberg predicts that the inflows to the Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs only reaches around 500 million, that is really a small size compared to the US ETFs. And furthermore, that it's still unclear whether the mainland Chinese investors will be allowed to invest in this ETFs through the Stock Connect program, which could tremendously boost the inflows. And so, nevertheless, I think it's still significant to say that Hong Kong will be one of the first places in the world, aside from US, to approve the crypto ETF. So it creates a lot of relevancy and justification that because Hong Kong and US are both one of the top regulation bodies out there in the market today.
Okay. So how do you think that this would affect the global market sentiment towards digital assets, particularly among investors who are awaiting ETF approval in other regions?
Okay, these positive developments in Hong Kong and US definitely have a ripple effect in the global market sentiments. The approval will be seen as a vote of confidence to the legitimacy and the maturity of the crypto market, boosting confidence among investors worldwide. Furthermore, regulatory bodies aside from US and Hong Kong will be monitoring this global trend, and there will be an opportunity or chance that they might adjust their current policies and approach towards crypto-related financial products.
Looks like a lot of developments here. Well, before we let you go, Carney, aside from Ether then, what other cryptocurrency movements do you believe market watchers should closely monitor in the coming weeks?
Okay, this is not an investment advice, but do take a look at Toncoin by Telegram. It's leveraging on its widespread popularity of Telegram, one of the world's biggest and most popular messaging app with more than 900 million users.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As they draw closer to the Genesis date, there's a lot of narrative and development expected in this space.
I see. I will closely watch that as well. Well, thank you so much, Carney, for your time and your insights today.
Thank you, Homin.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Carney Mak, who is a partner at FXHB Asset Management. I'm Hong Bin Jung, and this has been Money in the Market. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.